These people are amongst the greatest quiz players in Britain. Together, they make up the Eggheads, arguably the most formidable quiz team in the country. The question is, can they be beaten? Hello, welcome to Eggheads, the show where a team of five quiz challengers pit their wits against possibly the greatest quiz team in Britain. They are the Eggheads. And how are you feeling?
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
They keep saying that. That's what's so annoying. Taking on the awesome might of our quiz Goliaths today are Family Five from Kent. Now, this family team confessed to being very, very competitive. They're hoping that this will help them to get to victory today, are you not?
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
So let's meet them.
Hi, my name's Mick and I'm a youth worker.
Hi, my name's Scott and I'm a secondary school teacher.
Hi, my name's Katie and I'm a credit controller.
Hi, my name's Mick and I'm an electrician.
Hi, I'm Rob and I'm a chief executive officer.
So, Mick and team, welcome. And you're related to each other. Can you go through it, Mick?
Yes, this is my son, Scott.
OK.
My daughter-in-law, his wife, Katie.
Right.
Mick, my brother-in-law.
Another Mick.
And Rob, my niece's husband.
Your niece's husband. OK, so we're really going outwards on the family
tree. Well, we had to, you know, had to open it a little bit.
OK, and you quiz together or not?
We do Trivial Pursuit and we do ball games and we play cards and...
All handy.
You name it.
Yeah, yeah, all very handy. Yeah. And you're the fan of ELO?
I'm the fan of ELO, yes.
What's the best song title for this encounter? Could there be a Strange Magic?
Showdown.
Showdown. Showdown. Obviously. That's a very good song by them, actually, as well. OK, every day there's £1,000 worth of cash up for grabs for our challengers, as you know. If you fail to defeat the Eggheads, the prize money rolls over to the next show. So, Family Five, the Eggheads have won just the last game, which means £2,000 is up for grabs today. Do you want to crack on and try and win it?
Absolutely. Yeah,
I think so.
OK, first head-to-head battle is on the subject of arts and books. Who wants this of the family?
OK, well, I think Katie's...
It's my second choice, but I'll take one for the team, I'll do it.
OK, Katie, against which eggheads?
Who do you reckon?
Well, I think you want to go for Pat, don't you? Go for
Pat. You
wanted to take on Pat, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I think have a bit of an Irish challenge here. I'll take on Pat.
So, Katie from Family Five versus Pat from the Eggheads. To ensure there's no conferring, would you please take your positions in the question room? OK, Katie, arts and books. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Here we go with your first question. The one-legged fictional detective Cormoran Strike was introduced by which novelist in 2013? Hilary Mantel, Dan Brown, or J.K. Rowling?
Well, I don't, through a process of elimination, J.K. Rowling is very current, and so is Dan Brown, so I think I'll have to opt for Hilary Mantel.
OK. The process of elimination meaning that they're too current to have written it?
Yeah, I think so.
OK, but it was 2013. It's actually J.K. Rowling.
Oh, I thought you said the 20th century.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
I should have asked you to repeat the question.
OK. J.K. Rowling is the answer. It was the one she wrote, I think, anonymously, and someone then outed her, didn't they?
Robert Galbraith is a pen name she writes the crime novels under.
Yeah, because she didn't want to be outed. Mm. OK. Pat, over to you. The John Moores Painting Prize, first competed for in 1957, regularly exhibits entries in which of these British art galleries? Walker, Tate St. Ives, or Arnold Feeney?
Well, John Moores, the Moores family, I think, are historically big figures in universities in Liverpool. So of those three, I'd have to go for the Walker Gallery, which is in Liverpool.
The logic is impeccable. The answer is correct. Walker it is. Well done. Katie, back to you. In the 1880s, the artist Paul Gauguin was briefly employed on which major engineering project? Was it Brooklyn Bridge, Panama Canal, or Indian Railways?
I have no idea. I really do have no idea. I'm going to go for Indian Railways.
Let's just have a listen to the Eggheads here. Eggheads, do you know the answer?
It's Panama Canal.
Is that right? I didn't know that. So he did some work on the Panama Canal when he was in his...
Yeah.
...wild...
He was travelling and it
drift
was a way of making some money.
Panama Canal is the answer, Katie. Sorry. Fear not. We're early days here. Although, Pat, if you get this one right, you will knock Katie out. The American writer Karen Slaughter is best known for what kind of fiction? Children's, chick lit, or crime?
I presume it's entirely coincidental, but I think she writes crime thrillers. her name, Slaughter.
Oh, I see. That's the coincidence, right?
I think it's coincidental, but I think she's a crime writer.
Would it be difficult to be a children's author if your name was Slaughter?
Possibly. She might take the S off.
The answer is crime. Well done, Pat. Got it right. Katie, I'm sorry. Just didn't get quite the rub of the green there. Pat has knocked you out. Do come back to us, both of you, and we'll play on. So Family Five have lost a brain. The Eggheads haven't lost any so far. The next subject is science. Who fancies this from Family Five?
Well, I think you want to step in a Transylvanian case history comes up. Do you want to go, Rob?
Me or me?
Me
too.
What do you think?
Who's strongest?
Don't mind. Have a go.
He's got some knowledge.
Rob, have a go.
Yeah, you take it, Rob, yeah?
Rob?
Looks like I've just been voted in.
I heard it, that process happened. Right. So against which Egghead? Obviously can't be Pat.
Judith. Judith not worried.
It's hard. Judith doesn't look worried now.
She's inscrutable at all times. I think you've just been picked then. Is that right?
Yes, Judith.
Okay.
Judith, please.
So it's going to be Rob from Family Five versus Judith from the Eggheads on Science. So please go to the question room now. So good luck here, Rob.
Thank you.
Do you have a science background?
Not particularly.
But the science with us tends to include anything from the periodic table to, you know, what colour is a particular bird's crest on its head. So it ranges far and wide.
That might help.
Well, you'd rather do the birds than the chemicals?
Definitely.
OK. And you'd rather do the birds, Judith?
Yeah, I loathe the periodic table. I curse the man who invented it.
On science, Rob, would you like to go first or second?
I think I'd like to go first, please.
Here is your first science question. Good luck, Rob. What name is given to a full moon, which occurs when the moon is at the closest point to Earth in its orbit? Is it a waning moon, crescent moon, or supermoon?
OK. Just something that makes me think of which answer would be the most likely, I would have said it's the waning moon.
Waxing, waning, but it's not. It's supermoon. Supermoon is the answer. Judith, over to you. In geometry, a right angle is equivalent to how many degrees? 45, 90, or 120?
I think I do know that one. I think it's a 90-degree angle.
It is a 90-degree angle. So Judith has one, and Rob, you've yet to score. Here is your second question. What type of substance is sorbic acid, also known as E200, used in food production? Is it emulsifier, preservative, or colour?
Again, another one I'm not sure about. I would have said that it is emulsifier.
Let's see if Judith knows. Is he right, Judith?
I think it's colour.
Right, okay. Anyone on your team?
I would have gone for colour.
Preservative is the answer, in fact. Okay, we're waiting for you guys to score here, and don't leave it too late. Judith, your question. Graves' disease most commonly affects which gland? If you get this right, you're in the final. Lacrimal, thyroid, or pituitary?
Well, I know it's not lacrimal. And it was in a film the other day, or television series, when someone had Graves' disease. I think I'm going to go for thyroid.
Thyroid is the right answer.
Oh, thank goodness.
Is it, what is it, underactive or overactive? Or?
Well, a very famous sufferer was the double Olympic women's 100-metre sprint champion, Devers, Gail Devers of the USA. She suffered from Graves' disease.
OK, Rob, I'm sorry, because you didn't score. Judith has taken the round, so Judith will be in the final. Let's bring you back here and play on. So, Mick, it's not a crisis yet.
No.
But we're heading into choppy waters.
We're, yeah, a little bit.
Any change of approach at this stage?
I think not really, no. We're just going to keep battling on.
Keep calm.
Yeah, we'll keep calm.
We have a different ELO song now. We need a Wild West hero.
Wild West hero, yeah.
OK. As it stands, Family Five have lost two brains from the final round. The Eggheads are still sitting pretty over there with no losses. And the next subject for you is music. Now, who wants this?
I think it's a given, isn't it?
You
are the
best.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do that, Jeremy.
OK. Mick W. Music. Against whom?
Dave, I think, please.
Dave loves his music. OK, well, only certain, not all music.
Not all music at all.
It's 1979 to 1981, isn't it?
It's something like that, yeah. And then, no.
Same as you.
Anything with a boy band tint, no.
OK. So Mick W. from Family Five. Dave from the Eggheads will now do battle on music. Please go to the question room now. Well, I'm thinking you two might like the same music. It's just a hunch. You're big into your ELO. What else, Mick?
70s soul, Tamla Motown.
Right.
Quite like a bit of Neil Diamond.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah. Not so much on modern stuff, but I quite like Lily Allen.
How about you, Dave?
Certainly the Motown stuff I can do. A lot of 80s indie, I suppose. What was the size you say? Probably about 1999 I stopped following everything.
All right, so if opera comes up, you're basically both stuffed. That's
yes,
the,
absolutely.
That's the bottom line.
Yes.
So, Mick W, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first, please, Jeremy.
Here we go, Mick, with your first question. Which band released the album Ghost Stories, which topped the UK charts in 2014? Was it Rizzle Kicks, Coldplay or Little Mix?
Right, well, I'm going to outrule Little Mix, I don't know why. I'm going to go for Rizzle Kicks.
Do you know who it was, Dave?
Coldplay.
Was Coldplay, yeah.
I'm not a fan, really. Sorry, Chris Martin.
Coldplay's the answer. Mick, I'm sorry about that. Dave, your question. Which actress created the title role in the musical Hello, Dolly on Broadway in 1964? Ginger Rogers, Carol Channing or Elaine Page?
Well, I didn't know it was this woman. I don't think it's Ginger Rogers or Elaine Page, because I'd always associated Hello, Dolly with great Barbara Streisand, but I presume it must be Carol Channing.
You are right, it is Carol Channing, even though it's outside your comfort zone. Well done. Mick, back to you. You Must Love Me is a song written for the film version of which musical? Is it The Phantom of the Opera, Gigi or Evita?
Well, I've actually seen all three of these. I think it's Evita.
Evita is the right answer, Mick. Well done. That's it. That's it. We're on our way. The tide is turning. Dave, your question. How many black keys are there on a standard piano? 26? 36 or 46?
Well, I'm going to regret this. So I'm not a piano player at all. I don't think it's as many as 46. I think it's between 26 and 36. 36 is jumping out at me, so let's go for 36.
OK, well, while you were thinking, Judith was playing an imaginary piano. Do it again, Judith, let's see. Go on.
2, 3, 2.
And what number?
I was adding. Well, I think 36.
Yes, 36 is it. I can't believe after, 10 years of AKITS, we've never had that question before.
I know.
Such a great, great quiz question. All right, so Dave has two, Mick, you have one, which means you need to get this one right. What kind of group are the Talis Scholars, founded in 1973? Are they a vocal ensemble, a symphony orchestra, or a string quartet?
Talis Scholars.
Talis Scholars. That's spelled T-A-L-L-I-S.
It doesn't sound like a symphony orchestra to me. Vocal ensemble or string quartet. I'm going to go for the string quartet.
Anyone know them here? Is he right?
I would have said vocal, but...
They are vocal, Mick, I'm afraid. They are a vocal ensemble. I don't know how many of them there are. Anyone know how many Talis Scholars there are?
I think lots of them.
Lots of them. Well done, yeah. Judith. Your knowledge is amazing. Really amazing. It's all pouring out today. Dave, there is no way back for Mick, so you have won the round. Well done. You will be in the final. Mick, sorry you've been knocked out there. Come back to us, both of you, and we'll see what happens next. As it stands, Family Five have lost three brains from the final round. Mick is resolutely sticking to the strategy, and it may well turn at some point. The eggheads are still there. At the moment, you're going to be facing all five in the final, which we don't really want.
We don't want that. Yeah.
The next subject for you is politics. So who would like this? Scott or Mick?
Oh. Well, politics I haven't got much knowledge of, I'm afraid.
So you're
going
to go? Yeah.
It's not much.
I'll have to have a go.
Right. You're going to have politics?
Me, Mick.
OK, Mick N. And you can take either Lisa or Kevin.
Lisa, please.
All right. So the other Mick against Lisa, the smile that swung it, wasn't it? Yeah, you're right, actually. Winning smile. To ensure there's no conferring, please take your positions. OK, Mick, I call you Mick N because there's two Micks in your team. Would you like to go first or second on politics?
Jeremy, I'd like to go first, please.
Here we go. Let's hope the tide is turning for your team. Ed Miliband was famously photographed attempting to eat what foodstuff in May 2014? Pork pie, bacon sandwich or sausage roll?
Oh, I do recall this. I think I will... Jeremy, I think I'll opt for bacon sandwich on that one.
Bacon sandwich is the right answer. Well done, Mick. It's good. It's one of these funny things. He was, they set him up as a kind of photo call, which was just a disaster to do, really, because no one can eat a bacon sandwich without looking a bit strange.
I certainly can't.
All right, anyway, Lisa, your question. The athlete Chris Chataway sat in Parliament as an MP for which party? Conservative, Labour or Communist?
I'm hoping it isn't Communist. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm vaguely associating him with the Tories, so I'll go for Conservative.
Conservative is the right answer. Well done. OK, Mick, your question. In 1996, Carolyn Bessette married into which political family in the USA? Bush, Roosevelt or Kennedy?
Could you repeat her name, Jeremy, please?
Yeah, it's Carolyn, which is C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, and then Bessette, B-E-S-S-E-T-T-E. Carolyn Bessette.
No, it doesn't ring any bells, this one, so I will... I think I'm going to go for Kennedy this time.
Kennedy is correct. Well done. You're doing well. Really good play now. OK, you've got into your stride now, you guys.
At last.
Married JFK Jr., by the way. Lisa, the political journalist Dan Hodges is the son of which politician? Is it Michael Portillo, Hazel Blears or Glenda Jackson?
For no good reason I can think of, and because I could otherwise be here all day, I'm going to plump for Glenda Jackson.
Yes, nice work. I didn't know the connection, but it is Glenda Jackson.
All right.
Well done, who is Labour MP, of course. So, two each. Let's go back to you, Mick. The Blue House is the official residence of the president of which country? Is it Turkmenistan, Bangladesh or South Korea?
Total stab in the dark. I will go with Turkmenistan.
Anyone here know?
South Korea.
South Korea, Kevin says, and he's right, yes. So two out of three for you, Mick. Back to Lisa. If you get this one right, Lisa, you're in the final round. What was the nickname of Huey P. Long, the Louisiana politician assassinated in 1935? Kingmaker, Kingfish or Kingpin?
If my name was Mr. P. Long, I think I would probably want a nickname as well, so I'm just going to have a little childish giggle about that while I think about the answer. Again, I don't know. And I don't know that I've got any way of really narrowing that down, but I think I'll go for Kingpin as being the most American.
Is she right?
Kingfish.
Kingfish, Kevin. Do you know why he was killed?
Well, he was assassinated by a guy who... It was one of these... essentially a deranged assassin, basically. He was a doctor, in fact. And he considered that Long had crossed him and he got his revenge by shooting him.
OK. I think there we are.
He outlived his assassin, I think, in a rather weird thing. Mm. I think... Yeah. Presumably his security men killed the assassin and Long then died. So.
Oh, right.
It's strange to outlive your assassin.
They do know a lot here, don't they? That's good background. I've not even heard of Mr. Long myself. So, Kingfish, Lisa?
It'll always be Mr. P. Long to me.
I know, your mind. So, two out of three for you both. We go to sudden death, Mick. That's good, you've forced an egghead to sudden death. Gets a little bit harder because I don't give you alternatives, OK?
OK.
Camborne and Redruth is a parliamentary constituency in which county?
The answer to this one is Cornwall, a place we know well.
Cornwall's right. Well done. Lisa, over to you. The Khalifa family is the ruling family of which small Middle Eastern state? K-H-A-L-I-F-A. Khalifa.
All right. Purely on the basis that the tallest building in the world was known as the Burj Khalifa when it was built, I'll go for Dubai.
The answer is Bahrain. You've been knocked out. Well done, Mikhen. Really good work. You're in the final. How about that? Let's play the final now and see what happens. So here we are, the final, and maybe the Family Five surge is happening right now, just in time. It's general knowledge, but I'm afraid those of you who lost your head-to-heads won't be allowed to take part in this round. So that is Mick W, Katie and Rob from Family Five, and also Lisa from the Eggheads. Would you please now leave the studio? Scott and Mick N, you are playing to win Family Five £2,000 and all the best. Judith, Kevin, Dave and Pat, you're playing for something a bit different, which is the Eggheads' very precious reputation. As usual, I will ask each team three questions in turn. This time the questions are all general knowledge. You can confer. So, Family Five, the question is, can your two brains defeat these four? Would you like to go first or second?
We may as well carry on as we've been going. We go first.
Here's your first question. In which year did Bill Shankly become the manager of Liverpool FC? Was it 1949, 1959 or 1969?
Bill Shankly. Liverpool. So that was when he was 49, it's too early, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yes, too early. So this was the glory years, wasn't it? Yeah. Bill Shankly.
59, 69.
So was it after the World Cup when Liverpool, or was it just before the World Cup? Was it the World Cup 66? And they started winning, well, that was five seasons.
I mean, I was born 55. I'd have been too young to remember if it was 69.
Yeah, I think it's 10 years before, we are, after much deliberation, we're going to go for 1969.
Dave will know, Dave.
1959.
1959, guys. I'm sorry. Eggheads, your question. Who played the role of Howard Moon in the TV comedy series The Mighty Boosh? Was it Julian Barrett, Paul Whitehouse or James Corden?
I assume it's Julian Barrett.
Julian Barrett.
Because he's the other one. It's Julian Barrett and Noel Fielding. Well, I've not heard of Paul, unless there's a guest appearance.
I was just thinking, is it some sort of guest appearance?
Unless there's something like that.
No, I think Howard Moon is the...
Is a regular character.
Yeah, North Fielding.
Julian Barrett, then.
Yeah. So Julian Barrett, definitely. Go for him, then. Yeah?
OK, we'll go for Julian Barrett.
Julian Barrett is correct, Eggheads. Well done. Back to Family Five. In World War One, what kind of engagement was the Battle of Coronel? Air, sea, or land?
World War One. Coronel. World War One. Air, sea, or land. So, Battle of Coronel. I don't know it. It doesn't come to me straight away. I'm not sure an air... Well, you'd call a battle an air battle after a name. I'm sure it's sea or land. I mean, you had a Battle of Britain.
Yeah, I think it sounds a little bit like the sea, sort of like the Caribbean. I don't know.
Well, if you think... I don't know.
I think... What do you want to go for?
No, I can't. You choose.
I think we're going to go for... We're going to plump for the sea.
Sea is correct.
Yes.
Whereabouts in the sea, anyone? Help?
Off the coast of Chile.
OK.
German victory, that one.
German victory. OK. Your next question. Which body of water is the largest inlet in the British Isles? Morecambe Bay, Strangford Loch, or the Wash?
So, assuming that...
Strangford Loch is the smaller of those three, I think, the smallest.
Mm. It's got lots... I mean, it is pretty extensive. It goes down quite a...
I thought it was quite big, but why do you say it's the smallest?
I think it's comfortably the smallest.
Is it? Oh. Well, say it's between Morecambe Bay and the
Wash. It's completely surrounded by land. Whereas the others are much more open, haven't they? Right. The Wash is just surrounded on three sides by land, and so we're Morecambe Bay is just a classic.
Okay, so how big's the Wash?
Well, it's pretty big. It's
30 miles by
and
30
how big
miles.
Is Morecambe Bay?
I have a feeling Morecambe Bay is big, but
I don't know.
The more you think about the
inlet,
more
it's a bay, though. I mean, would you describe a bay as a.
Well, we have to assume they're all what they think of as inlets, they don't. Describe it very well.
Yeah. And Strangford Loch is almost completely enclosed.
Yes.
Mm. And the others are not.
But it obviously counts as an inlet because it's connected to the sea.
But the inlet must.
I don't know.
I mean,
but you're going off Morecambe Bay because.
I'm a bit troubled now because
I'm wondering
whether inlet is. Can we safely assume all three are inlets, or is the whole point that Strangford Loch being almost completely surrounded?
It's the only thing that counts, isn't it?
And the others are not inlets.
Yeah.
Just ask for a quick repetition, I think, Kevin. And just hear the question one last time, and then we'll get a decision.
We're a bit confused on the terminology, Jeremy, so can we have the question again?
Clarification.
Which body of water is the largest inlet in the British Isles?
I don't know. My first instinct when I heard when the question came up was Strangford Lock.
I don't know.
What do you think, Judith?
I don't know.
But I mean, if we're going on that, then with these two, go for the Strangford. We're under pressure, time pressure now.
But it's the smallest of the bodies of water, though.
Mm. We don't know what the. Well, we'll have to.
Yeah.
Should we go with that, with you two? If you two are happy, then
yeah,
I think
I'm uneasy about the question.
I'm uneasy.
It might be Strangford Lock.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, right. We're rather confused by terminology here, Jeremy, but we'll go for Strangford Lock.
OK, I heard you discuss it in great detail. You're going to hate us for this question, although your hate will be mitigated by the fact that you've got it right. It is Strangford Lock, but the other two are not inlets.
I think that's an absolutely foul question.
Yeah. I've never had a question described as absolutely foul before. Yeah. So that's a first. OK, so Strangford Lock is a proper inlet. The others aren't. So after that little brainstorm, we're back with you, and you need to get this one right. Which American actress was made an honorary dame in the Queen's 2014 birthday honours list? Was it Jennifer Lawrence, Angelina Jolie, or Sandra Bullock?
Well,
Angelina Jolie is Queen's the honest. One that's jumping out to me. I'm sure I can.
Can you?
Yeah.
You just know it, or?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you just know it from seeing it somewhere.
Okay. I hope so.
We'll go with you. Okay. We're going to go with Angelina Jolie, Jeremy.
Angelina Jolie is correct. Well done. So, 2 points each, but eggheads, you have a question in hand. This is the question. If you get this right, the game is over. Proboscis monkeys are native to which island? Is it Madagascar, Borneo, or Sri Lanka?
It's always Madagascar.
Borneo.
I think they're Borneo.
I don't think it's.
It's not Madagascar.
I don't think it's Madagascar, no.
Proboscis monkeys.
And I've not seen any particular reason for them being specific to Sri Lanka.
No, I don't know. You think they're Borneo?
I'm not cast iron certain. I'm reasonably confident they're Borneo. Mm.
I would incline to that. Because I think if it was Madagascar, we would have. Mm. We'd be able to. Yeah,
your instincts are always very good, so I'd go with them.
I don't think Madagascar has.
Think of David Attenborough.
No, exactly. Yeah. No, because you've got lemurs. Lemurs eventually. Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, where he was.
Make no connection with Sri Lanka as such. So I think Borneo is it? Okay. Yeah. We'll go with Borneo for that, please, Jeremy.
If you have got this right, the game is over after a good late surge by this team. If not, we go to sudden death. Proboscis monkeys have a very big drooping nose, funnily enough, and they are native to Borneo. So we say congratulations, eggheads, you have won. You were really wading through treacle at the end there with some of those questions. And the inlet, I know that I'm in trouble for that question. I know. But thank you for playing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope it's been enjoyable.
Well, that's been great.
Yeah, very
fantastic.
Good.
Yeah.
Started
really enjoyed it.
In a difficult way, but I felt the power coming through. So commiserations. Sort the eggheads have done what comes naturally to them after a bit of a blip recently. They reign supreme over Quizland again. I'm afraid it means our challengers won't be going home with the £2,000, so that money rolls over to our next show. Eggheads, well done. Who will beat you? Join us next time to see if a new team of challengers have the brains to do it. £3,000 says they don't. Till then, goodbye.